بعدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ورعيها وهي في الأعمال ساء.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين وكتاب الدرة الفردة شرح قصيدة البردة The exclusive pearl explaining, detailing the stanzas of Qasida Burda. We start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, La uhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Ya Allah, I cannot, and for plural you say, La nuhsi. We cannot praise you. We cannot enumerate your praises the way it ought to be so. لا نحصي ثناء عليك. We cannot praise you. We cannot enumerate your praises. أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. You are as you've praised yourself. And when it comes to Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the poet says, ما مدحت محمدا بمقالتي ولكن مدحت مقالتي بمحمدي. I've not praised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with my speech, rather by the mention of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, my speech becomes praised. So from this we learn, at times we cannot fulfill the rights in the manner that we're supposed to. You take your parents, can you fulfill their rights? Till today, if they are living, true parents, we're not speaking about those rare cases when the UAE mothers, a mother, a child was found in the dustbin. The mother chucked the child in the dustbin. And this child was found there on a rarely basis, you will say. It happens in different places. Just here in our area, one person said they heard a baby crying in the dustbin, and when they went to see, they found it. So all of this, so that's what you say is the apparent. But when you see and you go into the details, what's the difference? What's the difference when you are taking or you are making sure that abortion takes place? It's just you, there you saw it, you heard the cry, the baby came out. So now they've said, okay, let's in our murder of children, of babies, we just go one step ahead. Before the baby comes out of the mother's womb, there and there we will abort the baby. Well, what's the difference in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? You still murdered a baby intentionally. You still did that intentionally. And sad to say, I don't say all, but I recall it was a family member, close family member, meaning I serve as a mahram, but I don't want to say who. They said many years ago, prior to giving birth, during the pregnancy stages, they went to a Muslim gynecologist and asked their opinion because they were facing some difficulty. During that whole incident, so the person suffers from a particular sickness. So the gynecologist said that, Muslim, said it's better for you to abort. Better for you to abort. because the baby will suffer consequences in there and there. So they didn't give up and say, okay, you know what, this is Muslim doctor, this, that, Muslim by name. Nowadays, even when we are speaking to a non-Muslim who approached me and he said, where do you buy this, what you're wearing, meaning the kurta? So he said he likes it and he wants to purchase. So I gave him places where he can purchase it. And I said, it's just because of our distance, I don't want to commit and then I cannot bring you the garment. But if I could, I would bring it to you. Anyway, then he's interested in the garment. Then you say, but he can't just be interested in the garment. He has to be interested as well in Islam. So you then alert him and teach him, and give him certain clues. So I mentioned to him just as a means to help and assist others as well, because sometimes we are scratching our heads trying to figure out, how do I go about this? So when you're approaching a non-Muslim, one of the things that, on this particular instance, other times you use, just see what's suitable for that moment. So I said to him that, do you know, when you search and you introspect, you're asking your soul and you say, God, because they're not going to say Allah. They don't even know who is Allah. So, but you're trying to mold them in that particular direction of the oneness, tawheed, and beauty of Allah. Inna Allah jameelun. Inna Allah ta'ala jameelun. Wa yuhibbul jamal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful and he loves beauty. So, as you're molding him in that direction, you need to plant the seeds of hope. So you say God. You say God. So say and ask yourself, do I want the truth? And then you say, oh my creator, you guide me towards the truth. And be sincere, and you'll see sincereness will take you towards it. So speaking to him, I said three things. There was a particular scientist. And he says, I was studying the Quran Sharif. And as I was studying the Quran Sharif, let me say why I was studying the Quran Sharif. I was studying the Quran Sharif to find faults in the Quran. And as I was studying, I realized the beauty of Islam, the beauty of the Quran Sharif, the beauty. So he says three things amongst many, which I found was really outstanding. He says, number one, I was amazed to know that we say Mary, you say Maryam. You've got an exclusive chapter for Maryam, radiallahu anha. Surah 19, just after Suratul Kaf, chapter on Mary. I was astonished to find this. Number two, I found that in the entire Quran Sharif, Jesus, they say Jesus, his name, which you say Isa, I say Isa, Muslims say Isa, Muslims say Isa. I found his name more than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name in the Quran Sharif. I found Isa alayhi salam's name more than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name. And it just suited logic to say that he came, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with the Quran Sharif, so you would naturally expect his name to be more in the Quran Sharif than others. But when I saw this, I said, this is something amazing. Number three, he says, when you see a book, any book you pick up, you will look for the author, and you will find in the beginning, in the intro, somewhere there, that the author will put a disclaimer, and he will also make a statement to say that, listen, if there is any errors, you kindly inform me, or you inform the organization, or you inform the publisher, and we will rectify it. He said, when I opened the Quran Sharif, I didn't see any of that. I saw ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There is absolutely no doubt in it. I was wondering which author can be so confident that there is absolutely no errors, no doubts, no mistakes in the Quran Sharif. And this continues. Because then you see Surah Al-Hijr, verse number 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Surely we are the ones who revealed this Quran Sharif. Look at the emphasis. Inna nahnu nazzalna. Surely we indeed revealed the Quran Sharif. Wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Until today the Quran is protected. So also when you you present these three things. It resonates. These are facts that resonates. Then on top of that, just to put the cherry, you say till now, which book, name me one book that still remains in its pure form, unadulterated, unchanged, pure. And now how many times has your Bibles have changed, as Mufti Saab says, so many versions, even the virgins get confused. So, how many different, according to so-and-so, according to so-and-so? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, according to us, we have protected it. We have protected it. So, these are facts that resonate. When it comes to all of this here, then you introduce Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Speaking on this, let's introduce the stanza and then we'll speak more on it. Many facts we missed out, so we're going to continue on this particular stanza, verse. So it's stanza number 15. لَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ أَنِّي مَا أُوَقِّرُهُ كَتَمْتُ سِرًّا بَدَالِي مِنْهُ بِالْكَتَمِ. If I knew that I could not honor it refers to the previous stanza where Allama Busayri Rahimullah, the author, is saying, وَلَا أَعَدْتُ وَلَا أَعَدْتُ مِنَ الْفَعْلِ الْجَمِيلِ قِرَى ضَيْفٍ أَلَمَّ بِرَأْسِي غَيْرَ مُحْتَشِمِ. Remember, he says that I have not prepared a feast of deeds, a feast of actions for the guest that is lodged on my head. This guest, the grey hair, the old age. So here he is saying, if I knew that I could not honour, if I could not revere the guest that is on my head, the grey hair, what would I have done? كَتَمْتُ سِرَّمْ بَدَالِي مِنْهُ بِالْكَتَمِ. Then I would have hid, I would have veiled, I would have made it, I would have made the secret which has opened up to me and put it in such a place where it was hidden. How would I do this? Bilkatami. So he's referring to the grey. So I would dye it. We spoke about this. So there's few words here which we need to know. Lo, we spoke about. Kuntu, you know. So if I knew. A'lamu is the word which we are saying here. A'lamu. And here in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different places speaks about ilm, knowledge, which comes in different meanings. In Surah Al-Baqarah 255, verse 255, you are reciting this. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is before them, what is behind them. So Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 255, Ayatul Kursi, you should be reciting every now and again, mornings, evenings. So that is to know. Anyway, move to the next word of this particular stanza. And that is, Anni ma uwaqiruhu uwaqiruhu. That's the word that we are looking at here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this, if you see in the Quran Sharif, And that is in, this is in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nuh. Surah Nuh. Verse number 12, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this particular verse. So Surah Nuh, in fact it is verse number 13. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرُجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What is wrong with you? مَا لَكُمْ. What is wrong with you? That you do not fear the majesty of Allah. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرُجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What is wrong with you? You don't have that majesty, or you don't have that honor, respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's majesty. What has gotten into you? What has gotten into your nerves that you have this nerve to walk about and you've totally lost that fear and azmat and respect, grandeur for Allah's majesty? And if you just turn to verse 20 or verse 32 of Surah Al-Hajj, that is Surah 22, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever sanctifies the symbols of Allah, then this emanates due to the taqwa of the hearts. So when you have that respect, when you have that honor for Allah and His majesty, then you will honor anything that is a symbol, the landmarks of Allah. And we've spoken about this. You are walking Medina Munawwara. Hazrat Mulana Yunus Da'i Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that take off your shoes if you can. And this, just think to yourself that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stepped on you. How can I walk with my shoes here? And where is it proven? Where is it proven that taking out shoes is a symbol of respect? Then did not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instruct Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam? Remember, he was Kalimullah. He had that honor of speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it was time to stand on Mount Tur, Allah said, فَخْلَعْ نَعْلَيْكَ. Remove your shoes. So there's it proven. It is a symbol of respect, a symbol of honor. And today, what will you get? You will get the Salafis who will come out and say, no, we can, it's fine. We can read Salah with shoes in the masjid, and we can read Salah with shoes and this and that. When it is proven that taking off shoes is that symbol of respect. So, مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرُجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What is with you? What has gotten into you? You've got the nerve. لَا تَرُجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. You've lost that fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grandeur and His honor. So what has happened? Here, in Tafsir al-Qurtubi, it's mentioned, الرَّجَاءُ هُنَا فَمَعْنَ الْخَوْفِ. Hope here means fear. It's in the meaning of fear. So, أَيْمَا لَكُمْ لَا تَخَافُونَ لِلَّهِ عَظْمَةً وَقُدْرَةً. What has gotten into you that you have not feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of His honor and grandeur, power? What's your excuse that you've left the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You've fled from fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you just have to pause here and you have to see that all the efforts that is out there, it is to remove that fear. Allah Azza wa Jal says, هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The Quran Sharif is guidance for those who fear. For the rest, because there are others who are taking out verses from the Quran Sharif but using it for their ulterior motive, hidden agenda, and they coming out saying that, you know what, there is no such a thing as hijab, there's no such a thing as where women have to be behind the barrier anymore. There's no such a thing of this sort. And they are going out openly using the verses of the Quran Sharif and Ahadith Mubarakah to say that woman, if you go to visit, we're just putting it in practice. See, sometimes you have to practically demonstrate to people what is the consequences of their words. Then it opens up nicely. It opens up nicely. We can teach you the fiqh of wudu, but let's teach you how to make wudu for a new Muslim. Let's demonstrate it to you practically. Then you see how easy it becomes. Salah, the same thing. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. That pray, read salah like how you see me reading salah. Can you claim? Can I claim? Can anybody claim? Illa mashallah for those who have dream about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam or had a dream of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam reading salah. That's different. But can I say, can you say that we've seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam reading salah? And why would Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam say to read like him if he knew that not every single person is blessed with that honor of dreaming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So it means going down the ages. It's something that we inherited amongst the first few things. You see that two-year-old baby, you say, read salah, read namaz, and they go into sujood, and they read, and they show you some sign of salah. As they're growing up, they see it, they witness it. The new Muslim goes to the masjid, and for those women at home, there are others, females, come to them and show them practically, this is how you read salah, this is how you make wudu. Then they learn. So sometimes you have to practically demonstrate to people, what is the effects of these books that are out there? And that what they are saying, they're saying that. So for example, I go visit a friend of mine. And I'm there, so the wife, his wife can come and serve me openly and bring the... Now we know our weaknesses. You know your weaknesses. In practice, we are weak. We knew back then even TV was haram. But many were still involved in it. And it took time for us to come out of it. But we always kept it as a belief that it is haram. So when we come now and we've left it, we don't justify it. And that is what assisted us to leave it. But what we are doing today, Allah protect us to the end. We never know. Remember, narration of Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Actions are judged according to its end. What is our end going to be? This is the major question. So we never know. And this is why constantly we need to recite verse 8, Surah Al-Imran. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةٍ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. O our sustainer, do not let our hearts go crooked, go astray. When you have guided it, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا. So, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. So this portion. And وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةٍ. And gift us from your, from mercy. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةٍ. Gift us a mercy from your side. He is full of mercy. He's full of mercy. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that generous being who loves to gift, loves to give. That is Allah. Nonetheless, they're coming out and they're saying, this strange woman can come and serve me, but it's my duty, her duty, to protect our gaze. So what? Where am I supposed to look? She's coming in front of me. She's serving the tea. She has to bend down. All of this is taking place. So we know our weaknesses when it comes to these aspects. But can that serve? Can that serve? And can we then stamp it as fine because of our weaknesses? You see the shift. We have lost respect for Allah's grandeur. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing you. Malakum la tarujuna lillahi waqara. So when you've lost respect, change the rule, attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what you want, and change His rules, His regulations, constitution to suit our desires. And then what we say in today's times, that in itself is saying that the Quran Sharif is not complete as a guidance for mankind. Because you are saying, what are you saying? You're saying that in today's times. So what am I saying? I'm saying that the Quran Sharif was for those times. In today's times, we have to shift and see how to. That's already kufr, or at least a pathway to kufr. Allah guide us. Because you're rejecting laws which are stipulated in the Quran Sharif, Ahadith Mubarakah. But nonetheless, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're busy refuting these statements. Refuting these statements of those who say that it's perfectly fine to mingle. Mingle. We always knew. And that's what I'm saying. We knew it before. Now we're practicing, inshallah. Allah grant us tawfiq to practice continuously on His commands. But we knew it was wrong to intermingle. So now, when we knew it was wrong to practice it, there is that. The road is there. It's paved for us. It's starred for us. We can go in that direction. But when we've cut off and we said, you know what, there's nothing like this. There's no such a thing as intermingling, and where Islam bans it. So we've now opened the door for one and all who wants to subscribe to this falsehood. Moving on. Waqara. See, we are speaking about embracing, accepting Islam, a new Muslim. Sayyiduna Jubair ibn Mut'im radiallahu anhu. Sayyiduna Jubair ibn Mut'im radiallahu anhu. Now understand something. In Gujarati, they confuse the Za with the Jeem. So Zubair is the name. So there is a Sahabi, Zubair. Sayyiduna Zubair radiallahu anhu. So the Gujarati, I think this is where they've somewhere got, but it's got to do something. So there is a name of Zubair, there is a name of Jubair. But the ordinary, and we'll say the traditional Gujarati, they will call Zubair Jubair. My name is Zaid, Zahid, they will say Jahid. Like this. So they'll confuse the Za and the Jeem. My granny's name was Zuleika, so she became known as Juleika. And you say, where is it? What name is this? But Zuleika, that's the name. Anyway, Sayyiduna Jubair radiallahu anhu, an abihi, from his father, Jubair ibn Mut'im radiallahu anhu. He says, قال, سَمِعْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يقرأ في المغرب. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يقرأ في المغرب بالطور. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting Surah At-Tur in Maghrib. وذلك أول ما وقر الإيمان في قلبي. And it was at that particular time. That was the first time. It was at that time when belief was first planted in my heart. وَذَٰلِكَ أَوَّلَ مَا وَقَرَ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قَلْبِي. The word I want you to underscore is وَقَرَ. Because it comes in our stanza. لَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ أَنِّي مَا أُوَقِّرُهُ. If I knew that I was, if I had the knowledge that I was unable, or I was not going to honor, respect this gray hair that has dawned upon me, then كَتَمْتُ سِرًّا بَدَى لِي مِنْهُ بِالْكَتَمِ. Then I would have made it a secret. I would have hid it away. I would have dyed it, basically. Another color. Gray hair, you dye it another color. To hide that. So we'll do a summary of can you die, can you not die, inshallah, as we did. So, وَذَٰلِكَ أَوَّلَ مَا وَقَرَ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قَلْبِ. That was the first time that Iman settled in my heart. You say it hit the spot. It knocked the nail. It hit the end of that nerve. It was so severe. When imagine Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam reciting the Quran Sharif. You say, this reciter, that reciter. What about he who is reciting and this beautiful recitation upon the one he is reciting, upon whom the Quran Sharif was revealed upon? And then today you get these crazy characters who say that, no, I'm getting wahi, I'm receiving ayah. They ask him to read the Quran Sharif. He says, you don't say alladhina. He read Surah Al-Fatiha, because they say all the time you're quoting, the general public are picking up this. So, alhamdulillah, they're dealing with him severely. He says his name is Abdullah. His name is Muhammad bin Abdullah. He's the son. He's the Imam Mahdi. And sometimes, whatever it is. But they asked him, they said, but you say you receive wahi, but you don't ever recite the Quran. So when he read the Quran, he reads Surah Al-Fatiha, and he reads, Allazina. That's how he reads. Where is it supposed to be? Allazina. But that's, and he said, no, he's getting revelation and lies, total lies. وَذَٰلِكَ أَوَّلَ مَا وَقَرَ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قَلْبِي. This was so. Waqara also means, in this sense, waqara means to settle, to hit the nerve, to hit the right spot. It just made, it resonated basically. So there is another meaning of waqara. Baat ka dil mein baith jana. So this is narration of Bukhari Sharif, Hadith 4023. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we're speaking about mercy. He was sent as a mercy. When you practice on his lifestyle, what happens? You also become a mercy to others. If you see Sunan al-Tirmidhi, and you turn to Hadith 1919, Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَيُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا. He is not of us who doesn't show mercy to the youth, who do not show mercy to the young, to the little ones. And he also is not from us who does not honor, respect. Yuwaqqiru. Yuwaqqir kabirana. He who does not respect, honor the elderly. So that word, waqara, here it's again. Let's move on. So we're moving on to katamtu. Katamtu sirram badali. What's the meaning of katamtu? Katama means to hide. If you see Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 283, wala taktumush shahada. Wala taktumush shahada. And does not conceal the testimony. If you see the verses here, which is referred to, and if you go to the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about when you are taking, when you transact the debt payable at a specified time, then put it into writing. And the person who is the writer, he must not hide his testimony. He should not conceal the testimony. So say you are traveling and you find no scribe or no one to write for you. Then you're going to resort to something else. You're going to resort to taking security. And once that is taken into possession. But however, if one of the trusts, or you trust someone else, then the one who has been trusted upon should fulfill his trust and he should fear Allah. And he shouldn't conceal, وَلَا تَكْتُمُ الشَّهَادَةِ. He should not conceal the testimony. So there's katama. Katama yaktumu. It is mentioned in the hadith as well with regards to knowledge about a person who hides his knowledge that he knows. What is the consequences of such a person? It's a narration of Tirmidhi, hadith 2649. Sayyiduna Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is the narrator. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, Man su'ila an ilmin alimahu thumma katamahu underscore katamahu thumma katamahu al thumma katamahu uljima yawm al-qiyamati bilijamim min nar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man su'ila an ilmin alimahu thumma katamahu. A person is asked about a certain knowledge or certain some knowledge and he knows it, ثُمَّ كَتَمَهُ, then he conceals it, أُلْجِمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِلِجَامٍ مِّن نَّارٍ, then he will be bridled with bridle of fire, with a bridle of fire. This is the concept. You know this particular person is on drugs and they are so severely in it that they can't come out of it. You know this person is a criminal, he's a kidnapper, but still you conceal him, you conceal when someone inquires from you regarding marriage, regarding, but you conceal it. So what happens? Or take it on this. You know a hadith. You know, but because of the organization that is paying you, so you conceal certain things. That is part of it. You conceal ilm nabuwat. You conceal the sharia. Why? So this is your punishment. أُلْجِمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِلِجَامٍ مِّن نَارٍ. He will be bridled with a bridle of fire. So that is katama. Moving on, badali. If you see this word, badali. Let's first move to this here. Let's just katamtu sirran. This word sirran. And where is it mentioned in the Quran? Where is it mentioned in the Quran Sharif? So, sarra, it means to hide something, to make something quiet, to keep something to yourself. If you see in Surah Yusuf, verse 77, فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ. Yusuf alayhi salam, he kept his reaction to himself. He did not reveal it to them. The brothers were there, everyone, and they made a statement regarding Binyamin. But they did not, they made the statement and Yusuf alayhi salam knew the reality of it, but he kept it to himself. وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ, and he did not reveal it to them. So there we can use both words here. كَتَمْتُ سِرَّمْ بَدَالِي. I would have hid that secret which has been opened up to me, which has been revealed to me. How would I do this? بِالْكَتَمِ. I would do it with dying. Dying of the hair, using mandi, etc. So what we said to you, can a man, and this is where we're going to end, inshallah. Can a person dye his hair? So it is mentioned in the hadith, we've spoken to you about grey hair's benefits. One which we mentioned last week, remember Sa'id ibn al-Musayyab radiallahu anhu, and he mentioned that this narration is in, it's mentioned in Muwatta' Malik. He said, كان إبراهيم أول الناس رأى الشيب. Ibrahim alayhi salam was the first who saw grey hair. Faqala ya Rabbi, he said, ya Allah, ya my, oh my sustainer, ma hadha, what is this? Faqala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, waqarun ya Ibrahim, waqarun ya Ibrahim, this is honor O Ibrahim alayhi salam. So this waqar, you know we did it. Law a'lamu, law kuntu a'lamu, if I knew that I could not conceal the secret. If I knew, if you went to the beginning of the stanza and you saw, law kuntu a'lamu anni ma uwaqiruhu. So that word waqara, waqar. Yeah, so it's here as well. Ibrahim alayhi salam asked, what's this, ya Allah? O my sustainer, Allah said, وَقَارٌ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ, this is honor for you. فَقَالْ يَا رَبِّي زِدْنِي وَقَارًا. Ibrahim alayhi salam, you know, he had that mindset of submission. وَإِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالْ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, submit, bus. Hands up. I submit to the sustainer of the universe. Grey hair, what's this? وَقَارٌ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Allah says, it is honor for you, ya O Ibrahim. فَقَالْ يَا رَبِّي, O my sustainer, زِدْنِي وَقَارًا. Increase this honor for me. مُوَتَّى مَالِك. This is where we mentioned. Then we said to you other narrations as well, and highlighting the benefits. We're always speaking of grey and old age in the negative, so we said there's positive. Recently, I said it last week also, there was a person, there's a businessman, they say disabled and grey people. So you don't have to be old, they put grey people. So you people will dye their hair and go crazy in this manner. So, yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narration of Tirmidhi, Man shaba shaybatan fil Islam kanat law nuran yawm al-qiyamah. Whoever grows grey in Islam, then it will be a source of nur for him. It will be a means of nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. Narration of Tirmidhi, Hadith 1634. Other narrations as well have been mentioned. We're not going to repeat. Just one more, Abu Dawood. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna min ijlalillahi ta'ala, it is from amongst the honor, the reverence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ikrama the shaybatil muslim, to honor those who have grown grey, the Muslim who has gone grey. Reach such an age, Allah is going to honor you. Then we said to you, can you dye your hair? Because Allama Busayri rahimullah is saying, if I knew I couldn't honor this grey hair, so could I dye it? What could I do? So it is mentioned, yes, you can dye it, but you cannot dye it black. You cannot dye it black because there's a hadith, anything besides black. So what about za'afran? Can we dye it in this color? So there is, according to the Ahnaf, the Hanafis, it is mentioned that you cannot. Not with Sa'afran. And there is a reason why you cannot do it, because there is a narration which prohibits a person to dye their hair with the color of Sa'afran. So you cannot do so. For the men folk, understand this well, for the men folk. So we ask the Hanafis, you say za'afran, to mandy the hair with this color. So where's your proof, where's your evidence? We say Sahih al-Bukhari. Let's turn to the narration, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prohibited ay yataza'far al-rajul, that a person dyes his hair with the skull of za'afran. A man, it's clearly mentioned a man. For women, it's fine. Allama Aini rahimullah, he mentions in Umdatul Qari, وكره أبو حنيفة والشافعي وأصحابهما and his two companions أي يصبغ الرجل ثيابه أو لحيته بالزعفران. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh, and their companions to dye their hair, for the men to dye their hair with or their clothes or their beard with saffron. So here it is mentioned their clothes, his clothes or his beard with the color of saffron. For ladies, it's fine. And we said it's prohibited for a man to dye their hair black. This is the other prohibition. So that's what you need to know in a nutshell. Can you do it? What's better? So you get both is permissible. And if you look in the books of Ahadith, it is the virtues are for both of them. So you do it, you don't do it, it's totally up to you. And watch you. So you, a person who dies there, you cannot say, but look, how come you're doing it? Here's a hadith, yeah. No. Both, put everything collectively and see it. Permission has been granted for both. We've come to the end of this particular segment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and understanding and increase us in knowledge, correct knowledge, and to give us the ability to practice. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين.